Well, let's see. Yeah, I got about 3 minutes here. I can do my solo.
We move this thing away. It makes too much noise.
Whenever you're ready, tell me.
I'm ready.
Oh, you're ready right now?
Yeah, the other one's picking it up. I'll just come in.
Oh, well, wait till I get my prop here. I have something I'm going to use to...
The timer will probably ring, and then probably you better wait.
Well, okay. Wait till after I get my turkey all put back in. Yeah, give me about 5 minutes here.
Okay, then we'll go back and bring this back out.
You know, here lately, I don't put salt in my water anymore. I used to put salt in water, you know, for my vegetables, and I figure, well, why do that? I mean, you know. Well, I got in the habit of salting my water because in some recipes they say salt the water, you know.
A bell rang.
Should be done about the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Now where is the timer? Oh, you want the timer here?
Yeah, it makes too much noise. Okay, so are you just about ready to sing?
Yeah, just a minute now. Wait a minute. Let's see. Yeah,
that log is making green flames.
Oh, it gets colors?
That's what it's supposed to do, isn't it?
This fire has colors in it.
Oh, it burns nice, don't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. Let me feel if it's kind of warm here. Oh, yeah, you can see it up close. There's little, see the green and blue?
Yeah, I see,
Oh, that's
nice. Yeah. I'll have to get some once in a while.
That's poison gas.
Oh, it's not poison gas.
They wouldn't allow it if it was.
No. Well, it goes up the chimney.
It lets out
just
heat.
Regular carbon monoxide.
They don't have any sparks. You can open that and more heat.
Yeah, you could. Well, okay.
That's not going to make the heat anymore.
Yes, it does. It keeps it feels warmer.
It's hard to believe.
The more heat comes
out.
That screen absorbs some of it as it goes by.
You all ready to hear her sing?
Oh, anytime.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to sing on that.
Okay.
We got to hear this song. We got to get us a nice Christmas song.
That would be nice.
Okay, you all set now?
Just about. Whenever you're ready.
You ready yet?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll just cut. It's picking it up fine and like.
Hear the bell?
Yeah, I hear it.
Sounds like those Salvation Army people. Boy, they're out in front of the stores with their little tinkling, their little bells.
I know.
You're gonna go?
Okay, here we go. Wait a minute. Now, let me
think. Okay.
Okay. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ho, ho, ho.
That bell is too loud.
Laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing in a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells. Come on, Mama, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a new one's open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Okay,
boy, that bell is loud.
Huh?
Do one without the bell.
Okay, let me do one. I can't think of the words to all the other ones. Oh, wait a minute.
That was what you said.
Yeah, jingle bells.
No, it was something else about
the... Let it rain. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. But since we've no place to go, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. I don't know any more words to it.
What is it supposed to be?
Let it snow.
Let it
but
snow.
But here it just rains. I don't know the rest of the words. I could sing Silent Night, but that's too draggy. Take 10 minutes. You can't afford that, can you?
I don't know. I gotta check something. That bell is way too loud.
Oh, really?
It may not have come out.
Oh, well, I'll have to do it over again.
I'll check it. One moment.
It's real easy and only takes 1/2 a second.
What did you say?
I say I got another song and it's real easy and it only takes 1/2 a second to sing.
You can do it.
Huh?
I'm ready.
Oh, you're ready?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, you're Johnny on the spot here. Okay. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's all.
You're just going to stop right there.
Yeah, that's it. And Finny. All over. I can't think of any more now.
Okay.
How about...
What are you humming?
I'm trying to hum a tune that I heard. I'll let you know when I find it finally.
Oh, okay.
I wish I knew the words to more. I mean, if I had the words in front of me, I could sing them, but I can't remember them. There's 1,000 Christmas carols, but I can't remember hardly any of them.
See what the fire sounds like.
Had a very shiny nose, and if you, so I can't remember the words. You would dee 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 dee. Well, I've been hearing them for 2 weeks, and I can't think of them. Yeah. Frosty the Snowman.
Fire isn't too loud.
I'm gonna put a carrot in the thing. Oh, Did you have that little poll, that little story in your paper the other day about the little mouse?
That would be a cute one to read. It's only a little short thing about, you know, that Gary Bogue writes a story about the little mouse that has the babies.
No.
Why would Gary Bogue be up here?
His column doesn't come up here, doesn't it?
No, I was thinking of, you know, there's a fellow that writes down in our paper, and he died last week, and he had a column up here in your paper, too.
He did?
Yeah, his name was Doug Hooper. And he...
I don't think he had it up
yes,
here.
Yes, it said that he had... That's what why I was getting it mixed up with Gary Bogue's poem. And he was very good. I used to read his stuff all the time.
That's that silly positive thinking routine.
Yeah.
Was it cartoon or what?
No, he wrote serious articles, but he was a good writer.
Something like Gay LeBaron?
Yeah, kind of like that.
What's the name?
Gay LeBaron.
Who's that?
Well, she's the columnist that writes in our paper.
It is a woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name is Gay.
How do you spell it?
G-A-Y.
No, I thought there was an E on it.
G-A-Y.
I think it's E.
I think it's G-A-Y-E, probably.
I think so, too.
Look in the paper, press Democrat.
Did you get it at the A and B market?
No, it's delivered.
I'm gonna ring this here at New Year's. Happy New Year! Where did you get this little thing? That's kind of cute.
I got it with blue chip stamps.
Oh, you did?
One time when I didn't know what to get, I took this. Well, what the heck?
What are you looking for? Here?
I'm looking for that little thing you peel. Oh, here it is.
Right,
a potato peeler?
Yeah. Peel this.
What's on that carrot? It looks like hair.
It's a little hair.
That's weird. I've never seen one like that.
Well, my carrots have hair on them.
Mm-hmm. How do you like David's haircut?
I like it.
Is it short enough?
Yeah, it's short enough. I wouldn't have it cut any shorter. Huh?
His glasses are always down on the end of his nose there.
Slip that up on your nose.
I don't want to touch it.
You
ought to
get
greasy.
Those glasses that you just have glasses
yeah,
if you want to
glasses.
Wear it on your nose.
It looks like he's looking over the top
yeah.
of them.
No, I don't want to look like that preacher.
What preacher?
Gene Scott. Bet Grandma would like Gene Scott.
Well, he's rather strange, I'll have to say Ooh. That. He's a preacher that's on television, and his name is Gene Scott, and he's something else. David had a lady cut his hair this time.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I think she did a pretty good job, except she could have got a couple feet more of it cut off.
I already told her to take off more than she wanted to, like even half an inch.
I think she styled it pretty nice, but...
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, he goes all the way into Walnut Creek for this haircut,
mm-hmm.
and where he could get right over in our neighborhood and get one for $6, and he pays twice as much to have his lady cut his hair.
Yeah, I think he's got a crush on the lady, maybe.
I like that place. Well, actually, it's just because I've been going there for years and I don't like change.
Boy, you sure don't.
I hate it.
You afraid they won't cut it right?
I don't like change. That's the only reason I go there.
I gotta get my stuff here ready to put in the oven.
What stuff?
My dressing, stuffing. Some people call it stuffing and some people call it dressing.
You're not going to put it in the turkey.
No, this time it's going to be on the outside of the turkey for a change.
What? You're going to put it on the outside of the turkey in the oven?
That's exactly what I said.
You're going to put it on the turkey on the outside.
No, it's going to bake inside and on. You're getting me all mixed up here. I don't even know what I'm saying, David. Put words in my mouth.
Look out, Buster. I wish I was smaller so this microphone could just be here without me carrying it around. It'd be even more natural.
Oh, see? Where's that other old one that you keep sticking around? There it is.
That just gets room noises. This one here picks up close-up stuff.
Oh.
What Christmas shows did you watch last night, or did you watch any Christmas shows?
Well, frankly, I didn't watch any last night.
Oh, didn't you? Did you go to bed early or something?
I went to bed kind of early. I wanted to take a bath. And,
by then, a bell ring.
Yeah, that's my cue here. Just a minute. So we watched just one show on Channel 9. Mm-hmm. It was mostly Christmas music.
Yeah. I did get a little of Love Boat. They had a Christmas show.
Oh, did they have a Christmas show?
Mm-hmm. But I just got the two of them. Yeah. I'm going to get the 10 o'clock news. I see Bob Hope is entertaining.
Yeah, he's
soldiers.
Over in Lebanon now.
Imagine, he's 80 years old and
yeah.
Still going.
What's that smell?
Onions.
Oh.
Onion. That's going to look, smells good.
Well, I hope I didn't go overboard with the onions.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, it does smell pretty strong. But
are they raw?
That's what they said to use.
They're raw, aren't they?
Yeah, raw.
Yeah, yeah, that's why they smell.
Well, they're going to cook.
It won't smell so much.
While this is cooking, they'll be cooking. That
yes,
makes sense.
They will be. Who just got out of that car there? Somebody with a beard going into the Petersons.
Is that Mrs. Peterson?
Does she have a beard?
She wouldn't have a beard. I don't think.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen her lately. Who knows?
Where's that white cat?
I wish it would come.
The guy with the beard is getting into the car now.
Maybe they let that cat out now.
It isn't raining now.
Yeah, maybe it'll come out. Boy, you know it's out there when you can see it 10 miles away.
Yeah.
It shows up. Okay, out of the way, Buster.
Where are you? Oh, in there.
Right in here.
I don't think that's going to fit.
Oh, yeah.
You're
going
to have to
fit.
Move the turkey.
It's going to fit.
Don't force it in there. Yeah.
There it goes. That's it.
You sure that it's cooking on the bottom of the turkey pan?
That's okay. That's fine. That'll be great.
Okay.
Now.
That's a nice mixing
bowl. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? I like it because it's plastic and it's lightweight, you know, and you're not afraid you're going to break it.
Is it Tupperware?
I don't know where I got this.
Did it say
Tupperware?
I
don't know whether it's got a good seal on it.
Yeah,
it could be Tupperware, but let's see what it says. It doesn't say Tupper.
What does it say?
It says Eagle. I never heard of that, but that's what it says.
You
Eagle.
Have to burp it.
You are hung up on brand names, David. Why are you always asking me what brand everything is? Who the heck cares?
The media, that's
brand
the thing.
It is.
He just wants somebody to say something in that microphone of his.
Yeah.
I'll stop in a minute. I'm going to take a break.
Oh,
you are?
We'll listen back a little bit of it.
Did you shave today?
Last night.
Oh, last night. You look fairly decent today for a change. Usually he's got a stubble here.
What do
you think she's going to comment on that?
She should.
It's a little dark down here.
Yeah,
well, it grew overnight.
It did?
Just a little bit. Uh-huh.
Do your whiskers grow fast?
He always complains about his razors. They all never cut his beard right.
You got an electric razor?
No, those are terrible.
Are they? What kind do you use?
Those throwaway kind.
He just uses them a couple times and you throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Except I can make one last a whole year.
I can?
Have you got a
Well, no wonder you have a time
yeah.
shaving.
You don't have a sharp enough razor.
I like to be thrifty with stuff like that.
What are you going to do with all that money you're socking up?
You're looking at it.
He's going to spend it on microphones.
You know, there's a chance the group could get start making more money just with this stuff that we do.
Oh, really? Yeah,
I hope it's more than a chance.
It kind of looks
like it's going in that direction?
Yeah, it's looking better.
Well, that's great.
I don't know.
You'd be going into business for
I don't know if I can do two jobs. I may have to quit the group because it's going to make me do more than I can do with the job.
Well, what do they
the
pay
you?
The
job is security, but the group, I get just a little bit once in a while. But
oh,
if I quit the job, then I could probably get more from the group.
Yeah, but you don't know how long the group's going to last.
That's why I'm really threatening Mark with saying, well, I'm going to have to stick with my job, and that's it.
You know, one of these days you'll get a good job where you're at.
It's pretty good right now. They know. Huh?
Well, I wouldn't toy with it.
If
it's a good job.
I'm absolutely not. That's the best.
Oh, well. You stick with it. They'll give you something real good one of these days.
Yeah, I'll be up at the antennas over my vacation just watching everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll need a little.
Take a peek in the other room.
Alright.
Come here a minute.
We just had a camera.
He looks relaxed.
Yeah, I'll put your earring up here so you don't lose it.
Well, I'll never use it again.
I think it's
strange.
A little
strange. My ear just
what
hurt.
Happened to your ear?
Huh? She said it hurts when she wears the earring.
And it shouldn't hurt, for goodness sake. I'm grating carrots, if you want to know.
Is that going to be part of the salad?
This is going to be part of the salad. I'm going to have apple in it, pineapple.
Yeah, we could use that in music. As a drum beat. You were doing that rhythmically.
Oh.
Your cat's out there on top of the patio roof.
Oh, yes, she likes to get up there when the sun's shining, she sleeps up there.
It's really not very cold right now.
No, it isn't.
It's much better than it has been.
And old Rocky likes to get up there and sleep, too.
Oh, does he?
I
waiting for activity.
That's all for right now.
You want some whipped cream to lick?
Oh, okay. I'll be in there in a few minutes.
He says he'll be in here in a few minutes to lick it.
Okay.
If I wasn't trying to watch my weight, I'd lick it.
You wouldn't give anybody else a chance, huh?
Yeah.
What's that funny noise?
What noise?
You hear? Oh, it must be water boiling.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I got the tea kettle on, maybe that's what it is. Gee, there's still quite a bit of meat on this darn neck, but I don't like to give these bones to the cats because sometimes they could choke on them.
Yeah.
So I'll just have to throw it away, I guess.
Well, then why don't you just pour it in glass and then I trade? That's what I meant.
Cook was standing over a hot stove. Look at her rosy cheeks.
Oh, have I got rosy cheeks?
Yes.
She'll have rosier cheeks after she has her wine. Thank you.
Oh, that looks pretty. Yeah.
You gonna have some of this, David?
Yeah, I guess so.
You don't have to.
I wish everyone could have a nice dinner like this,
mm-hmm.
in this world.
Yeah, we don't have much to complain about, do we?
No, we don't. I guess the soup kitchens are full today.
I see some white thing over there now, and I can't tell whether it's a cat or whether it's just something
it's
white.
It's a cat.
Oh, yes, there it is.
She can hardly resist,
Well, she may not come anymore. Because, let me see.
Oh, well, you won't have time to play with it anyway if you're going to eat your dinner.
That's her play toy she had for her there hanging on the door. I thought I'd leave it so she could play with it.
It can't hear her.
Yeah.
Well, then she needn't make any sound. She should just move.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm even clicking my mouth. She can't hear. She's going to the potty over there. That's why they let her out.
Well, I gotta take my time on
you know that, huh?
Oh dear.
Would you pass the cranberry sauce, please?
Sure. Cranberry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mom. Thank you. I'll bet they're having a good time up in the mountains skiing today.
Oh, I suppose.
I wouldn't trade places for them. They can have it.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing snow again. If I was, you know, in a comfortable place,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to have to walk miles in
no.
it. But if I had a nice spot to sit in and watch it, I'd like it.
Does it snow up where your friend is moving, David?
Not very much at all.
Oh no, he doesn't live up high enough, I guess.
That's right.
It is above Placerville, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. About 10 miles further east.
Have you got a nice little house?
It's pretty small, but it's pretty nice.
Hmm. Well, he don't need a big house just for himself.
How many bedrooms does he have?
Two. But he's going to have a telephone in every room, including the bathroom.
Hmm. You'll be able to go up and visit him, won't you, when he gets in there.
Try.
You ought to have a television in every room. That's the sort of thing.
It's on the porch, huh?
It's probably getting table scraps, don't you think?
Probably. Watch it.
You really want to see that.
Don't make any noise, just move your arms.
Here it comes.
If he sees anybody over here, he sure come on.
Oh, it comes fast.
Here.
Hello, Snowflake.
Oh,
is that its real name?
Snowflake.
No, that's my name for it.
Mommy's got something for you. Now, you were the first one here. You get to have some of this, although I'll save a little bit for Grandma's cat. Does your cat eat this stuff?
Well, she has to smell around a while before.
She's not too enthusiastic? Here, sweetheart. Oh, little snowflake. Oh, my goodness.
I bet she can't eat any. She's probably been eating that stuff for two hours.
Oh, she has not. Look at that.
She's pretty fat, too.
Her real name is Dinah.
Oh, Dinah, that's right. Here, you're kind of getting it on the floor here, sweetie. There.
Boy, you hit it rich today.
Hit the jackpot.
What's that?
That's a good coleslaw salad.
Oh, okay. Well.
Triffids.
This is a lot of food.
You're just going to stop, I guess.
Well, I think I loaded my plate up too much, too.
It's all so good. You ready for your bun?
Whenever it's convenient.
Should I get them?
I'll get them.
Her stomach is on the floor.
You can turn that oven off.
Yeah, okay. Sweetie. Little Dinah.
She don't hear.
It's a good thing it's white. At least people can see it.
Yeah. That's in its favor.
Where did Mrs. Loger have any of her sons or?
I don't really know what she was going to do this year. She has in the past gone over to. Now one son doesn't believe in Christmas. So she doesn't go to him at all.
Oh.
That's the one that married to the Japanese woman. Mm-hmm. And they're these Jehovah's Witness thing, and they don't.
Yeah.
They don't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see her this past week, so I don't know whether she was going over to her other son's house or not.
The reason they don't is they think that the Bible is inaccurate.
That's right.
No.
They seem to like to make their own interpretation.
Yeah. Jimmy Swagger had an African man on today.
Oh, did he?
That preached. And about the Africa, what they do in Africa and all that.
They mean during Christmas time?
Yeah.
Do they celebrate like we do, or?
I didn't have it on long enough.
Oh, they do in South Africa, of course.
Yeah. It may have been South Africa, because he seemed to know an awful lot about Christmas. And Jimmy would. He couldn't talk English, this preacher. So Jimmy was the interpreter.
Oh, you mean he could understand him?
I guess so, because every time he'd say something, Jimmy would interpret it.
I wonder what language that was.
Was he white or black?
Black.
Oh. Probably Swahili, that's the main language for blacks, and Afrikaans is the main language for whites.
Eating too fast.
A little steak or clean.
There were a lot of black people in the audience, and they certainly were paying attention to what he was saying. I guess they understood him. Did you eat too fast?
What's the hurry, for heaven's sake?
I don't know. I got something stuck down in my throat.
You're eating too fast.
Yes, I am.
Remember that Alka-Seltzer commercial?
Yeah.
You ate too much. You ate too fast.
And then he'd swell up.
Maybe.
Oh, she ate the whole thing.
She did.
She's looking for more.
My God.
Boy, that's more than what we had by comparison.
She ate a lot. She must have been awfully hungry.
Hey, little snowdrop. Hey, you little cutie pie. Snowdrop.
Her tummy just about drags on the floor.
She's going to you, Betty.
Oh, Snowdrop.
When she walks, when I see her across the street walking, she just looks so dainty walking down the street.
Oh, well, she's a dainty little girl. That's all there is to it. You're just a sweet little dainty one.
She walks so cute.
Oh, it's the cutest little girl. Of course you are.
Oh, you're just a little doll baby. Oh, you're so sweet.
Are you saying thank you for the food?
My goodness. You had your Christmas dinner over here, didn't you? Didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Just think how hungry your cats are going to be when you get home.
Oh, yeah.
You have to take some home for them.
I usually give them the skin.
Yeah, don't move your foot.
What's that on my foot?
Who knows?
You want to walk run around the block a little bit? Shake it down.
You ready for some more, John?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard what the weather is supposed to be like tomorrow yet. Probably more rain.
We can be thankful it isn't.
Yeah, like back east.
Oh, it must be awful.
Well, John was telling me when he was in the Army in New Jersey, mm-hmm. at Fort Dix, they had to do a lot of their things outside, you know, and that, what was it, when you wash the dishes or something, the water got all frozen.
Yeah. When I was on KP outside, it was 5 below.
Why did they have the kitchen outside?
Well, it wasn't a, it was just a camp, you know.
Oh, I see.
Out in the trees.
Oh.
That's where they got their
basic training,
and they had them live outside, which is kind of rough, I guess.
That was pretty rough,
especially in the winter time.
Is it all right? It's going in there.
She can't hurt anything. I don't think she's missing.
She doesn't really bother too much. I mean, she isn't like, you know, the Rocky. She doesn't spray or anything.
You can close that door, David, if you want to, that bedroom door.
Oh, she got your seat. That's what she wanted. She wanted somebody's seat. Now, you can't get on the table, though, love. Little tricky woo of catdom.
Does she know about trippy woo?
I don't think so.
Can she get Channel 9?
I don't know if she watches it.
Why not? That's pretty good stuff. To be up with
space.
The people.
Mama, do you want a roll or could you eat a roll now?
No, I don't want a roll.
Oh. David, how about more turkey for you or whatever?
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Look how you clean up those bones.
Yeah.
Triffid bones. This is a sweet coleslaw.
Anybody else want some hot water?
Not right now, Mama.
I'll have mine when you have yours. Funny how this cat will come into place with strangers and just feel right at home.
Well, she's been in here several times, so she knows.
Yeah, but she doesn't know David or me. Now, you take Gray, for example. If one strange person comes in, it won't even come in the house.
Oh, you're just like little cotton candy, aren't you? Just like little cotton candy.
Oh, she's got the cutest little face.
She doesn't think she's handicapped.
No, she doesn't.
Because she doesn't know any different.
No, that's it. She
thinks that's the way it always is. Just by sight. Sight and the sense of smell.
You might be able to feel cars coming.
You mean, you think she could? Vibrations?
Maybe.
Oh, she's got pretty eyes. Did I tell you that my mother said it almost got run over?
No.
Somebody parked, one of the people that lives there in the park in the driveway backed out. And my mother was looking at him backing out. And she was right in back of the back wheel. And she felt it brush her fur or something, and she darted out quick in the car, mister. But I bet, you know, if they don't get her, somebody else will.
Well, I think it's more dangerous that way than in the street.
She just jumped out of the way. She got hit, but she jumped out of the way, and she was the Mrs. Peterson.
Oh, minute. Yeah, the mother was over there visiting.
And she certainly wouldn't back up if she had seen her.
Yeah, because she likes cats too.
Well, they better be careful when they back out. Take a look first.
Especially this one. She doesn't hear.
Does it want to get on my lap? Oh, does it want to get on my lap? Little bit of blue tail. Oh, it's so sweet. It's sweet. It's got little chubby legs. Chubby legs.
That's it.
Oh, if I had you around, I'd be loving you all the time, I think. I wouldn't get anything done.